As our knowledge of the universe grows, so does a list of anomalous objects that don't seem to fit into established categories. Some of these are famous, such as KIC 8462852, and others more obscure, such as Jabulsky's star linked to that video in the end screen. But one star stands out as not merely an anomaly in its behavior or characteristics, but as an anomaly in time. It is the subgiant star HD 140283, and if the upper parameters of its age are correct, it is older than the universe. Determining the ages of stars is a fine art. They can look younger than they actually are, or older. But there are some rules of thumb that let you determine a rough age. One of those is the abundance of metals in a star. If you find one with almost no metals, that tends to mean that it's very old. The Big Bang is thought to have produced hydrogen, helium, and a bit of lithium, but nothing heavier. In other words, to have metals in a star in significant quantities, you need processes that happened after the Big Bang to produce them, such as supernovas or, for that matter, kilonovas. HD 140283 is just such a low-metal star. And using the Hubble Space Telescope to make parallax measurements, it was determined that this star is 14.46 billion years old, give or take 0.8 billion years. If this is correct, it's a potential problem. In 2015, the Planck satellite determined with high accuracy that the age of the universe is about 13.8 billion years. Any age older than that for this star would conflict. This could mean several things, including that we've underestimated the age of the universe. But it could also imply that there are stars older than the universe. Trouble is, that conflicts with everything we know about the Big Bang. This star simply cannot be older than the universe, despite it appearing so. The bottom line is that this star must be among the oldest possible stars, having formed shortly after the Big Bang. But there's a problem here too. While the star is low in metals, they are not completely absent. That means that this star would have to be a second-generation star, having formed after a first-generation star went supernova and produced the observed low, but not absent, metallicity. This progenitor star would have been truly zero metal. Called a Population 3 star, these stars have never actually been seen, though there are indicators that they once existed, and one of the goals of the James Webb Space Telescope is to find one by looking deep into space and time. While most of what is suspected about these stars is hypothetical, such as they were larger than the stars present in the universe today, they could be said to be the objects that started it all. By producing the first heavy elements, they kicked off the formation of other stars and ultimately planets that would, at least in the case of this world, eventually allow for life, and HD 140283 would have been present throughout most of that history, if stars could talk indeed. And speaking of talking, I recently was a guest on Dr. Paul Sutter's radio show, Space Radio, linked to the uncut YouTube version of the interview below, and also to his YouTube channel, where he explores scientific topics from the perspective of a PhD physicist and cosmologist. I highly recommend it, and you may well hear more from Dr. Sutter on this channel in the not-too-distant future. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently feeling a bit sorry for HD 140283. Immense age has a side effect. Since there was little in the way of heavy elements when it formed, unless it captured something, it probably doesn't have any planets. Seems like a long time to be all alone, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.